Okay, our friends. That's right, it's story time with Philip and Mommy. I just made that up just now. Today, my friends, we are continuing reading through the Disney Bedtime Favorite Stories book. This is the 9th story in the book. It is from Disney Pixar Brave. It is called A Winning Friendship. And it is read today by Mommy. And what do you call yourself?
Woof.
Woof. Woof?
Woof.
Woof? Woof. Are you a puppy?
Woof.
Aw, I love having a puppy around. Woof. There are puppies in this book, but not, I don't think, in this story. Well, maybe there might be. I don't know. Probably not, though. Woof. Although, if I remember correctly from the movie, the dad has some dogs, but I don't think that they're the little woofy kind. I think they're the big barky kind. Yeah. You're a smaller dog, aren't you?
Hey, Faith.
Are you a West Highland Terrier?
Arfie.
That's why you're saying Arfie, because you're small like that. Perfect, because they are actually Scottish dogs. That's the Highlands. It's true. Speaking of the Highlands, let's go there right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. One sunny morning, Merida leapt out of bed and threw back the drapes. It was the perfect day for the Dunbrock Games, a festival held in the spirit of fun and friendship. Looking out the window, she saw clans arriving from across the kingdom. Merida could hardly wait to join the festivities, but first, she had chores to do. Walking out into the sunshine, Merida saw her parents, King Fergus and Queen Eleanor. Standing between them was a boy.
"I want you to meet Kendru,"
King Fergus said to Merida.
"His father is a dear friend from a neighboring clan. I thought you could show him around."
Merida was thrilled. Now she could enjoy the games with someone her own age. From the festival grounds, Merida heard the sound of cheering. "Come on, Kendru," she said. "The games are beginning." The cheers grew louder as the bagpipers and drummers signaled the start of the games. Waving goodbye to her parents, Merida dragged Kendru away. Queen Eleanor watched them go. "I hope they get along." But King Fergus wasn't worried.
"I'm sure it'll be a winning friendship, my love. Now, which way was the caber toss?"
Do you know what the caber toss is? You're going to laugh when I tell you this, but it's the truth. So imagine, if you will, a giant telephone pole. Huge, taller than your house, made out of wood. And then imagine getting underneath it with your hands, lifting it up and resting it on your shoulder, right? Then taking a few steps and then throwing it with all your might to see if you can flip it over. And that is a game to them. I know, but it also sounds kind of like it might be interesting to watch, don't you think?
And dangerous.
That's true, too. Watch out. Merida knew where she wanted to go first. The archery field. Surely Kendru would like to shoot a few arrows. Kendru nervously watched as Merida hit bullseye after bullseye. And when it was his turn, Kendru confessed,
"I don't have a bow."
"Here," Merida said,
"you can borrow mine."
Kendru smiled at her kindness and reluctantly took the bow. What does it mean to reluctantly take something? Okay. Reluctantly means that you're not doing it quickly. You're not doing it with happiness. You're doing it at last instead of at once. You know, you're not doing it with excitement. You're kind of dragging your feet because you don't really want to do it. Let's see. But he wasn't the archer Merida was. In fact, he wasn't much of an archer at all. His arrows hit everything but the target. Every time he missed, his expression grew sadder. That's okay, Merida assured Kendrew, but she felt bad. She had just wanted to find something for them to do together. But then she had an idea.
What kind of events do you like?
Instantly, Kendrew perked up.
Come on, I'll show you.
Kendrew led Merida toward a group of pipers. Scooping a set of bagpipes into his arms, he began playing. Merida was confused.
But how do you win at bagpipes?
She asked.
You don't, Kendrew replied. You just play.
But in the picture we can see, it looks like he's pretty good at it, right?
Here, you try,
Kendrew said, and he passed the instrument to Merida. Holding bagpipes reminded Merida of wrestling her brothers on bath day. So, in the picture we can see how you play the bagpipes. There's a big bag that you squeeze. You fill it full of air, okay, by blowing into it. And that the part that you blow into it with is the mouthpiece, right? You put that in your mouth and you blow into it. And then down hanging underneath that bag are the it's the part where you play the different notes of the song. And then sticking up out of the bag on the other side, there's three big things called drones, and you blow into the bag and the drones make noise as well. It's kind of a complicated instrument. When she tried to play a tune, what a ruckus. Kendrew saw Merida wasn't having any fun, and now he felt bad.
Let's go find something else to do, he suggested.
Merida and Kendrew continued to wander through the fairgrounds, but neither was having much fun. It seemed like whatever she liked, he didn't, and whatever he enjoyed, she didn't. Merida wondered if there was anything she and Kendrew could enjoy together. Just then, they came to the last tent of the festival. They stopped in front of a sign that read, Pet Costume Contest. Kendrew sighed.
I've always wanted to enter the contest. I love to sew, but I don't have a pet to make a costume for.
Oh, guess who does have a pet? Suddenly, Merida had an idea. Merida told Kendrew to wait for her at the tent and hurried off. When she returned, Merida wasn't alone. She brought Angus.
He's perfect, Kendrew exclaimed.
Now, do you remember who Angus is? Yeah, he's a huge, like, Clydesdale horse. Like, he's enormous, and he's got furry bits to him. Merida was happy. Maybe this was something they could do together. Did you have something you wanted to say? Merida was happy. Maybe this was something they could do together. They were both excited to make Angus a new costume and win the contest. Together, they set to work. While Merida schemed, Kendrew sewed. While Kendrew cut, Merida calmed. While Merida wiggled, Kendrew wobbled. Do you see what they're doing? Working as a team, they had created an outfit never seen or worn by man or beast. It is the most unusual looking. Do you see what they're doing? So in the picture, we can see there are some different tartans, different plaids that they've draped over the horse. And they've given it some horns and a pointy tail with bumps along its back.
Look like a little dragon.
Mm-hmm. It kind of looks like the Loch Ness Monster.
What's the Loch Ness Monster?
What's the Loch Ness Monster? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lake in Scotland. Well, they call it Loch. There's a loch named Ness, Loch Ness, in Scotland. And the people who live around it say that there is a great big watery dinosaur or dragon or something, some kind of big monster that lives in the waters there.
How do they know?
Well, they say they've seen it pop up every now and then for hundreds of years now.
What actually is it?
Well, that's a really good question. I don't think anybody knows for sure. But I think most people who are like marine biologists or specialists have tested the waters and they didn't see anything. So it's hard to say for sure. When the contest ended...
Wait, can we tell our friends and listeners what the other contest pets are?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe you can explain to us what the other pets are.
I'll tell you their noises, and let's see if you can guess.
Okay.
So. Boing, 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 boing.
Something hopping. It would be a rabbit. And this rabbit has a cute little outfit on, just like the lady who has put him in the contest. Well, yes, there's the big horse. Yes. But maybe one of these two. Badgers don't really make a specifically identifiable sound, I don't think. And neither do deer. So I can see why you would pause and look at me. Because that's the other two animals, is a badger and a deer. Neither of which are particularly loud animals. But let's do the last page now. When the contest ended, Merida and Kendru had taken first prize. "You're right, dear," said Queen Eleanor, watching as the new friends rode off on Angus. "It is a winning friendship, after all." And that, our friends, is...
Woof, woof.
Woof, woof. The end.
Woof, woof.